Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. No matter how much money or talent a person has been blessed with, he is to realize and internalize that everything he has is a gift from Hashem. The way of the world is, the recipient of a handout feels inferior to the one who gave it to him. The recipient acts with humility and is filled with appreciation for the generosity of the giver, and rightfully so. The Chovot HaLevavot also adds, it is astonishing that people who receive handouts humble themselves in front of the ones who gave them, but they don't also humble themselves to Hashem, as if to say they believe it was because of this person that they now have money and not because of Hashem. After someone receives anything from anybody, the person must feel that Hashem has just given him what he received, and he should be filled with feelings of gratitude towards Hashem, thinking, Hashem gives me so much, what could I do for him? Also, the way of the world is, the giver of the handout might feel haughty or act with authority over the receiver, being the owner of the funds. But the way it is supposed to be is that the giver is also supposed to feel like a receiver. He doesn't own anything. Hashem is allowing him to use what really belongs to him. Baruch Hashem, we have many great people who don't just say the words, everything I have is really Hashem's, but they actually live it. The Sefer Hasdei Yisrael tells of a wealthy man, Baruch Mordechai Tishrani from Warsaw, who lived some years back. His house was open to everybody, and poor people used to come and stay there for weeks at a time. Baruch Mordechai was so humble. Nobody who stayed there even knew that he was the owner. He considered himself like a guest in his own house. What makes this mine, he thought, just because Hashem allowed me to use it? To the point that one time a poor man who had been living there for almost a month turned to Baruch Mordechai thinking he was also a guest, and he asked him, I noticed you have been here for a long time. You must know the rules of the house. Do you think the owner minds that I have been here so long? Could I stay a few more days or should I leave today? And Baruch Mordechai answered in his innocence, I think they wouldn't mind if you stayed longer. I have been here longer than you, eating here, sleeping, using all their facilities, and nobody ever said anything to me. This is so hard to imagine, but the wealthy man really felt that he was no more entitled to his money than anyone else. Hashem allowed him to get the merit of using the money to help others, but it wasn't really his. There was a great man, Rav Moshe Beloy, who lived in Israel in the early 1900s, who helped thousands and thousands of people in so many different ways. He gave tzedakah, advice, recommendations. During World War I, there was extreme poverty and starvation, so he went around with some of his friends door to door, asking people if they had some food to spare for the poor. They opened up a soup kitchen, giving out thousands of portions, saving people's lives. And he would always say, all of the strength and ability that I have are only in the merit of the community. I don't have anything of my own to give others. I only give to them what's theirs already. We need to remind ourselves of this message over and over. It'll help us help others. It'll help us have more humility. And most importantly, it will help us follow the Torah by not thinking, Kochi ve'otzem yadi asa li et ha'il hazeh, that it was our might and strength that got us what we have. If we constantly thank Hashem all the time for what we have, that will help us truly feel like recipients. Have a great day.